Thank you for being here tonight. And our parable tonight is again about prayer. The Lord must know we need help in the area of prayer. Last week was about prayer, this week also. We are in Luke chapter number 18 for our second last parable of the year. Our last one will be on Sunday night. And tonight we're looking at the parable of the Pharisee and the publican in Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 14. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Verse 10. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. Verse 13. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. The Lord says in verse 14, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time in your word. We thank you for these precious parables, these wonderful truths, Lord Jesus, that you have declared in your word. Teach us again, we pray, through the ministry of your Holy Spirit this evening. In Christ's name we ask. Amen. Now, as we read here in the book of Luke, the Lord is talking about, once again, about prayer. About prayer. And in the first verse of this parable, in verse 9, he reveals to us again, doesn't he, the background, the context to this lesson. The Lord is speaking about prayer in the light of self-righteousness. You see, these two came to pray at the right place. They came to the temple to pray. They believed in the same God. The place wasn't the issue. The person whom they were praying to was not the issue. But here we see, in the end, one man's prayers were answered and the other was not. And the Lord declared the problem. The problem was the self-righteousness of the Pharisee. And that was the Pharisee's problem all along, wasn't it? That they thought that they were right before God. They were righteous in their own eyes. In fact, they were the opposite. They were sinners in need of a Savior. And you see, it's the self-righteousness of the Pharisee that stopped his prayers from being heard, from being answered. The Bible tells us there in the book of in the book of 1 Peter, the Bible says that God will resist the proud. And he'll give grace to the humble. And we know that if we humble ourselves before the Lord, we are on the right track. But far too often, the sin of pride sits there unawares. And the reason why we struggle with pride, because it's about me. And oftentimes we don't see the sins of self. Remember when David sinned against Bathsheba, against Uriah? He was so blind to his own sin, Nathan the prophet had to rebuke him and say, thou art the man. It's you that's the sinner. And the problem is with pride, because it's a sin that is so selfish, so often we don't see it there. And the Lord needs to help reveal that in our hearts. We need to be careful, because pride stops our prayers ultimately from being heard. That's the greater context of this parable. So let's look quickly at these two men's examples and see what we can learn. Notice firstly the Pharisee. We see the Pharisee was proud of his words. Your first blank is the word words. Words. The Pharisee was proud of his words. Notice what he said in verse 11, what the Bible says. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. Now, who was the Pharisee praying to? himself. What a statement. You see, the Pharisee didn't come to pray to God. He was praying to himself. He was proud of his words. You know, he came to the right place. He believed in the right God. But as we read his words, it was almost as if he was giving a speech. And guess what? He was the only one listening, because God wasn't. God wasn't listening. He was so wrapped up in what he was saying about himself that he ended up just talking to himself. And I just want to park there for a moment, because we need to be careful when we go to prayer that we prepare our hearts to spend time with the Lord. Isn't it easy to come to prayer meeting, for example, or to sit and pray with one another? And you know, we can not be prepared in preparing our hearts to come before the Lord. Sometimes we pray to one another. Sometimes we're praying to ourselves because we're so wrapped up in what we're saying, we forget that we are praying to the God of the universe. We are praying to our personal Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to be careful that we don't become so consumed with the words that we are saying. You know, that can happen so easily, can't it? I remember when I was first saved, I was so worried about saying the right words and intimidated by those who I was praying with because they had been Christians for much longer. And the Lord had to rebuke me that, hang on a second, who are you praying to? Are you worried about what others think about you and your words? Well, what is that? Is that spiritual attitude? In fact, that's pride. What do others think about me? Rather than the blessed joy of knowing that the Lord wants me to simply pray from my heart. Can I say this, that some don't come to prayer meeting because they're worried about saying the wrong thing? That's pride. Let me say this also for us who are here, that sometimes we are too wrapped up in the words that we're saying. Sometimes we think that we need to use big words to impress God or impress others. In fact, God warned against that, didn't he? You see, it's easy for us to fall into the sin of pride and selfishness or self-awareness in prayer when we ought to be more aware of the Lord. Now, here's something I struggle with, being distracted in prayer. As we come together in a group to pray, it's easy to get distracted. And for our thoughts to get distracted, and before you know it, we're not listening to anyone else's prayers but ourselves, because let me guarantee you, when it's our turn to pray, we are attentive because we're worried about what we're saying. But remember, when we pray in a group, we are all still praying together. And let me encourage you just to be reminded, when we gather together, be attentive to the other person's prayers. Be attentive to the Lord. That way we can avoid this sin of pride, the sin of selfishness. Well, I'll pay attention when it's my turn, but when it's not, I'm off with the fairies. You know? So let's, you know, the Lord has helped me with this parable to be reminded, hang on, what are we coming here to do? Who are we praying to? Are we just praying to ourselves? Are we praying together? And that's been an encouragement. Let's pray when we come to prayer meeting. Amen. And let's prepare our hearts when we come on Wednesday to pray. Let's be prepared. So the Pharisee, well, he's the extreme example, isn't he? He was proud of his words. Notice, secondly, he was proud of his worth. His worth. His worth as a person. He thought he was more worthy than others. He thought he deserved the Lord's ear in prayer. His worth. That's your next blank. Notice what he said in verse 11. God, I thank thee that I am not, as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. The publican was right next to him, praying. And he said, I'm thankful I'm not like him. Now, what was he saying by this? That's exactly right. Yeah, he was saying that, look, Lord, I know that you will hear my prayers because of the fact that I am not like he is, or like they are. You see, verse 1 says, that the Lord spake this parable unto them, certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and, what does it say? Despised others. You see, the Pharisees looked down on others. The Pharisees saw themselves as more spiritual, more righteous than anyone else. So he thought, well, of course the Lord will hear me. Of course the Lord will hear my prayers because I'm more worthy. I'm more spiritual. And his prayers were not answered at all. Can you see the pride in his heart? Now, I'm not saying that we are like this Pharisee, but sometimes we can think that we deserve the Lord's ear in prayer because we are perhaps here on Wednesday night. Amen? We're the good ones. We're here on Wednesday night, a less attended night. And surely the Lord will hear our prayers because we are here. Or perhaps our own view of ourselves, we think that, well, because I'm so spiritual, I'm a pretty good Christian, the Lord will hear my prayers. And it's important for us to see prayer as God sees it. Why do we have the right to pray? Why is it? Is it because of how spiritual we might be? Yes or no? No. It's because of the Lord Jesus Christ, is it not? It's because of his work on Calvary. He shed his holy blood to pay for our sins. That opened the door of salvation for us to be saved and to come before the Lord. You see, we need to be mindful of why we can pray to the Lord. We need to remember it's not who we are, but who Christ is. And it's because of his grace that we deserve to pray. You know, we don't deserve to be saved. We don't deserve even to be here. That's the attitude we should have. And we ought not to look down on anyone who's not here on Wednesday night. We ought to just be thankful for the privilege of prayer. You know, sometimes we pray for brother so-and-so that's struggling or not here, not in church. And we need to be careful not to look down on them. Amen? Because we are what we are by the grace of God alone. In fact, many of the blessings in our life are not as a result of our prayers. They might be the result of others who have prayed for us. They may be a result of just God's mercies and goodnesses to us each day. You know, don't we need to be careful to see ourselves as we really are? Sinners saved by grace. The Pharisee certainly didn't see himself in that light. You know, we need just as much prayer as anyone else, don't we? We ought to not look down upon that one who's suffering a health issue, you know. We ought to be more in prayer for them, but we shouldn't look down upon them and think we're better because we have a good measure of health. Or, you know, we need to be careful about seeing ourselves greater than anyone else. We need a right attitude in prayer. Certainly, the publican didn't have that. He thought he was better. He thought he was more spiritual. He thought, hey, you know, look at me. Look how righteous I am. Therefore, I'm sure God will hear my prayers. Rather than the humble attitude of the publican who knew that it was only because of God's mercies that God would hear him, rather than who he was in his own sight. So lastly, there in your notes, the Pharisee was not only proud of his worth and his words, but also his works. His works. In verse 12 he says, I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. Amen. You see, he boasted to the Lord about what he had done. Again, he thought that God would hear his prayers because of his works. Look how good I am. Look how much I've given. Look how much I've fasted. Obviously, he was just full of pride and full of self. Now, let me encourage you as a Christian to empty yourself of self and to be prepared to just come to prayer because the floodgates of blessing have been opened by the Lord, not because of who we are or what we have done. Amen? We need to be careful of pride. Need to be careful. You know, we have an advocate, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. He stands at the right hand of the throne of God. He is our advocate. And he is there because of his precious blood, not because of anything good we have done. Amen? And we ought to rejoice in his mercies. So the focus is not on being proud, but being humble. Remember, God resisteth the proud. God doesn't hear the prayers of the proud. We need to just be reminded tonight about the humility that we should have in our hearts because of who Christ is and who we are. We don't deserve God's favor, do we? Yet he invites us to come. Does he invite us to come because of anything we have done? No. It's because of what he has done that we can pray. But the Pharisee was proud of his works. Let me just say before we go on, Christ invites us to come boldly before his throne, but that doesn't mean to come proudly. Yes. To come boldly means to come humbly because of Christ. We know that, exactly right, we don't have to fear the Lord anymore, that he will judge us. We know that separation is gone because of Christ, so we can come boldly in the sense of excitedly and freely, but that doesn't mean we can come proudly because of anything we've done. To be bold through the blood of Christ, to be bold in pleading God's promises and his mercies. You see, that's what the publican did. Lastly, we see the publican's humility. The publican's humility. Notice the contrast between the proud Pharisee and the humble publican. Notice in verse 13, the publican stood afar off. He stood afar off and he would not even look up to heaven. That means his head was bowed in reverence to God. He came humbly. And notice, because of his humility, he wasn't arrogantly praying to himself. He knew who he was crying out to. His focus was on the Lord. Notice he was smiting his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. See, he cried out to the Lord. He was praying to the Lord. He was pleading the mercies of God. He was not expecting anything in return because of who he is. In fact, he knew that he deserved nothing. But because of who God is, he knew that God is a loving, gracious, merciful God that delights in forgiveness. He knew, because of who God is, God would hear his prayers. He knew that he did deserve nothing. But God would hear him because of who he is, because of who God is. And he came humbly before the Lord. And so then the Lord concludes the parable by saying in verse 14, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So there Christ condemns the self-righteous Pharisee. And that's why they couldn't be saved, because they were so full of themselves. And the publican went down to his house justified. Speaking of salvation, the Lord had mercy on him. The stricter context is salvation, but the broader context is the answer to prayer. See, the publican's prayers were heard and answered. The publican's prayers were rejected and unanswered. The danger of pride in prayer. And we need to be careful of pride, of just the wicked selfishness that we often fall into when we come to prayer and we think it's about us and not about the Lord. We need to just prepare our hearts and just rejoice in his mercies, rejoice in his salvation, rejoice in his long-suffering and goodnesses to us. And thank God for his willingness and to invite us to pray and the privilege of prayer. Privilege of prayer. Nothing we've done makes us deserve God's answers to prayer. Amen. And by the way, when he answers our prayers, we should rejoice. Amen. Not because we've prayed, because of his willingness and his power to answer prayer. Amen. We need to come in humility. Humility. The Bible does say, humble yourselves. So when God's word humbles us, we can respond to his word and say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me for my pride. Forgive me for my selfishness. Forgive me for thinking that I deserve anything. Thank you, Lord, that I can plead your promises because of your love, because of your goodnesses, and because of Calvary alone. That's the attitude we ought to have, like the publican and not like the Pharisee.